For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. Thanksgiving is a time to be grateful, but many turkey growers aren't feeling it. Avian flu has killed more than 2 million birds nationally. Utah, with one of the highest numbers of turkey farms, has been hit hard. Bailey Wolstenholm with the Utah Department of Agriculture says it's transmitted by wild birds. Here's her advice for those with turkeys.
Making sure that they stay within enclosures and away from where they can have contact with wild birds, making sure they don't have shared water or feed sources with the wild birds.
Local economies, as well as family cooks, are feeling the pinch. This year, bird flu is even worse in the United Kingdom, where the largest ever outbreak has caused some supermarkets to ration the purchase of eggs. National Rural Health Day is celebrated this month. One bit of good news for mental health treatment, the stigma of past attitudes is fading in rural areas, especially among younger people. Yasmin Saudi has more.
Michael Meat, co-director of the Center for Rural Health Research at East Tennessee State University, says compared to a decade ago, rural residents are more positive about the ability to recover from mental health illnesses.
Once you control for age, once you control for race, there's no more stigma in rural areas than anywhere else.
This openness to treatment is a first step.
You can only take that so far. We need more access to treatment services for mental illness in our rural communities as well.
Telehealth can make it easier for rural folks to get treatment. I'm Yasmin Sadi.
Internet service is increasingly important in areas with few healthcare providers, says Nat Denny with the North Carolina Department of Information Technology. Over half of physicians surveyed by the American Medical Association say they want to increase telemedicine services. In 100 of the Tar Heel State's mountainous rural counties, fewer than 1 in 4 residents have access to broadband service. Denny says cost is one factor.
Average monthly cost is about $65 for a high-speed internet connection.
The bipartisan infrastructure bill includes billions for broadband to help with cost and access, but applying for the funds can be challenging. Denny's department wants to help and is asking officials in those 100 counties to provide more data.
To assess the status of their own local broadband efforts and figure out what their interest is in being a partner for one or more of these programs.
And if you're traveling over the river and through the woods this Thanksgiving, be careful on the roads. A new survey shows 80% of holiday travelers expect to drive. For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.